The topic in front of us is the concept of making a mistake in Kriyat HaTorah. Okay? When a person makes a mistake in Kriyat HaTorah, do we have to correct the Bakore? So you should say this is not such a controversial topic. There are halachot about it. So it became more controversial because this past summer there was an article in the newspaper. It ended up being an article in a halachic journal of Tchumen. It ended up, I saw it on a Friday night in Macquarie Shon, which is one of the Israeli newspapers here, that says that you don't need to correct anybody. You don't need to correct anybody. It's also to correct somebody because you're embarrassing them. Kriyat HaTorah, he made a very simple equation. Kriyat HaTorah is a mitzvah midrabanan. Embarrassing somebody is midoraisa. Therefore, mevatel the mitzvah of Kriyat HaTorah and don't embarrass somebody. Ad Kan was the conclusion. So this bothered me a tremendous amount because as much as I am sensitive to people that are not to embarrass people, but does it have to be so radical? Does it have to be so chad v'chalak that it's this way? And that's where we'll see the sources in front of us to figure out what's the halacha. Where do we correct? Should we correct somebody? Does it matter what type of mistake it is? Does it matter if it's a truck mistake? Does it matter who it is, when it is? Okay, does it matter if it's Monday, Thursday, or Shabbat? So those are the questions. So if you look at the sources in front of you, we'll start off with the Nefesh HaRav. The Nefesh HaRav of Schechter quoted how Rav Chaim would go the most extreme. Rabbeinu Sipir Lanu Shedatz Keino Haita Shafilu Betah Betamim. Even by Trump, people would machzir in Oto. And he would say you have to go back. Meaning, you would have to correct them. The dafka by Megillah, that's called an igeret, it's called a letter, that's where the Yerushalmi was lenient. Okay? What'd you say? Good. I think of Torah, it's very well accepted that you're not being motzi, the chiyuv, therefore people don't correct. People don't correct that.
What if it's read from a cloth?
It's a good question. Don't know, I have to look that up. It's a good question. We'll see what Rav Salvechik said, but that was Rav Chaim. The truth is, Rav Olson said that the Grach understood this from the Shita of the Rambam. He understood this from the Rambam itself. The Rambam had said, Dar Chashochem quotes the Rambam in Perek Yibet, Halacha Vav, says that Kara v'ta'a afilu b'dikduk ot achashi karena b'dikduk. Okay? That the Grach understood the Rambam that way. That he said, you make a mistake, even bidiktuk otachat, and then and he said, even what? Even with Trump mistake, you have to correct him. Except the minog is not that way. But then the question comes, what do we do? As I said, Rav Salavechik in Nefesh HaRav had said, Rabbeinu Ichriya Bazet, the Amar Lanu, Ima Balkore Lo Yichos, if the Baal Kori is not going to get all for blunging and get upset, then he should try to be stringent like the Grach. But if the Baal Kori is not a Ben Torah, and a simple mistake, or even if he's not Makpid, but we're worried he's going to get messed up, then you can be Somech on the Ramah. We're going to get to this Ramah, an exception, in a second. As I told you, the other extreme was the concept that, like I had started off this year, that once you're embarrassing people, it's an issa d'oraisa. So, in the psak, he had said how people go off the derech because of being hassled at a bar mitzvah. Right? Unfortunate. Right? You scream out and say, it becomes a game. So, the person who wrote the article is not way off that it could happen. The question is, do you have to go to that extreme? And my feeling is you don't have to go to that extreme. And if you... So furthermore, again, within the Rambam... So first, the Rambam, before we look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam states that if one reads... I can say again, Perek, we just did a Perek Yibbet Allah Chavav, and makes a mistake even with one letter, you need to correct them. But he doesn't make any distinctions whether it changes the meaning or not. The Rambam seems to say that embarrassment is not a factor at all. If the guy makes a word mistake, the Rambam says, then you got to check, you got to fix him. Why? Because there's a mitzvah, Kriyas HaTorah. That was the Rambam, Perek Yibbet Allah Chavav, that says, Kara v'ta'a, afilu b'diktuk otachat, machzirim oto ad shikrana b'diktuk. Okay. That is the shita, the simple shita of the Rambam. There's a Yushalmi. The question is, if you look at the Yushalmi in front of you, the Yushalmi says, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Shemazara, Rav Chanina Bar Gide B'Shem, etc. Ta bein teva l'teva, machzirino ta. Amar Rav Yirmiya, Rav Zera, v'avdim came. Question mark. Amar lei, v'adayin at l'zu, afilu ta bein im l'v'im machzirino ta. So there's this Yushalmi. The question is, how do you explain this Yushalmi? It seems to be, like some of the mafarshim of the Yushalmi, is that the back and forth was what? The first statement said, Ta'a bein teva l'teva, you made a mistake of words, machzirin oto. Right? Which means that what I said, a different word, you have to fix, you have to correct them. Omer avir l'ar b'zira v'avdin ke? Do we really correct them? And the Korban Aida here says, why? Shemal bin oto b'rabi. Right? The issue was what? As much as the simple pshat in the Rambam, when he says you have to fix him, he doesn't bring anything up about embarrassment. The Yushalmi, how the Korban Eidah explains it, how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, there's a back and forth. If there is public embarrassment, do you need to correct the Baal Koreh? And the answer is afterwards, Amar Rav Yirmiya L'Rav Zira, V'avdin Kein has a question mark, Amar Le, yes. V'atayin Atat Tzarich L'Zeh. Not only that, but it goes even a step further. Even if you missed just one vav, even if you didn't say ve'im, you said im instead of ve'im, machzir no, so even one letter. So we know there is a very important mitzvah to say the right of hamab pnei chaver b'rabim, but it seems the Aruch HaShulchan says that from the, like the Rambam, from this Yerushalmi, as much as there was a discussion whether the factor of public embarrassment should come in, but it seems to be an open and shut case that you do not have embarrassment here. Now, let's go a step further if you keep reading. Because now you have this sefer called the Baal HaManik. Baal HaManik was Rav Avram Ber Nosson, born in southern France, 1155. The Ra'avan Hayarchi. Okay, that was his name. Okay, I have a small little... a Talmud of the Baal Itter, was always quoted in the Ramah. Etc. What is he? The Torah quotes the Manig, and I have the Manig here for you. Okay? Let's look at it. What does he say? Kotov Baal HaManik, Siman Kuf Membet, Im Ta'a HaKoreh. Before I read it, just again, what we've seen so far. What we've seen so far is a couple of, we saw the extreme of the Grach, who says, even for a trot mistake, fix. Okay? Correct? And he reads that into the Rambam we read. What we've seen till now is the other extreme, this Rav that was brought down during the summer, wrote an article in Tchum that says, because of embarrassment, don't correct anything. You mevatel a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And what we've seen so far, it seems to be the Rambam, that again, we had Rav Soloveitchik who said, some people, if you know the Baal Koreh is a major Ben Torah, and he's not going to be all fablungent, then you could correct them like the Grach. But most people don't correct trot mistakes. So the question is, what mistakes do you correct? And we saw that seemingly this Yerushalmi for sure, according to the Korban Eidah and the Aruch HaShulchan, is a proof for the Rambam. We'll see later on, according to the Drisha, that the Yerushalmi might not be a proof for the Rambam. But how we read it is that they had thought, oh, you correct the guy, aren't you going to embarrass him? The answer was, no, that's not, that doesn't, as much as it's important not to embarrass people, this value that comes up of Kriyas HaTorah is not squashed by the important value of not embarrassing somebody. And we're going to obviously further discuss this. Now we're up to Balmanig, the Ravya Yarchi. The Manig says as follows, quoted by the Torah. Kata Balmanig, Im ta'a korea chazan ha-mikra oto, tov shelo la'agi alav al shigota barabim, shelo la'abim p'nei chaviro barab. Aha, here we go. Before I learned this sugya b'yun, I do always quote on camps in the yeshivot, this Manig. I would always quote this Manig to say that what? Seemingly, he says, like that rabbi said, which is what? Once you make a mistake, don't what? Don't fix them because you're going to be embarrassing them. The afa pi, but here it comes very important though, look what he says. The afa pi she ta'aba yotza yedei kriya uwa. So he doesn't just say any mistake. He specifically says, do not correct him in what? When the guy makes a mistake. Because when he makes that mistake, he's going to be yotzi and don't embarrass him. And look at the examples he gives. The ita b'midrash, she'im kara la'aron haron. And he said the word without the aleph, but it was clear as day to everybody that he meant aron. He just said haron. Yotza. And then he quotes the Rambam. So let's look at the Manig. It's always important, never, quote unquote, to trust the rabbis. Very bad statement to be said on recorded. Trust the rabbis. But when you're learning Torah, when somebody quotes a source, when you hear a beautiful drasha from your pulpit rabbi, love it. Soak it up, but always look at it inside. Always see the words inside. Because he could be saying his interpretation of that source. You gotta look at the sources inside. So too over here. Look at the Manig inside. In Hilchos Shabbat, Amud Kuf Samech and Kuf Samech Aleph, and the sources next to you. Within the Shir Ashir. Okay? Im ta'a. Hakorei ba'Torah chazan ha-mikra. Tov lo l'shalagi al shigotav. It's important he says, al shigotav. By accident. Me'albinet panah barabin. Ki afa pishata yatsi de kriya. The Amrina b'midrash, and look at the examples he gives. The Amrina b'midrash, minayim shim kara la Aaron, Haron, ula Avram, which is interesting. Even quotes that one. Gemara says, anybody quotes, right? You know, over an ase, right? So Gemara said, then brachos. It's still yatsi de chovato shenamari. Quotes again. He's quoting from Shir Hashirim Rabba. V'diglu alai ahava. Perish v'sheker shelo. God says, it's almost like, because I'm so in love with you, I'm willing to overlook that falsehood. Okay? He keeps going. And he ends up saying, this is all true until what? Ach in ta'u bi taron o tachat o bi chisaron. O shekara le dalet reish, or the reish dalet. You see the importance here of reading the whole source? He says this is all true in examples of what? When you're Yotze. But if you're not Yotze, you add a word. You add a letter, excuse me. That's going to be what? Then he says what? Correct. Scream out. Okay? And again, he was quoting, which is important. He's quoting this Medrash Rabbah, if you look at the next source. Shir Ashir. Okay? Which is important. Look at the source that he's quoting from. Who are the people at the beginning, the Maharal and Sefer Tiferet Yisrael quotes this when talking about the Birchas HaTorah. He talks about why the bracha is osik batorah, not lomod batorah. It's not on the sources. He quotes this medrash to tell me that I would have thought that the only people If I were to say Lomot Torah, it should be only like the Rav Nevitzals. People are not going to make big mistakes. Right? But you and me, we make mistakes. Maybe we shouldn't be learning Torah. Therefore, it says La Sok B'Divrei Torah. It quotes this Medrash, Shirah Shirim, that says Rabbi Yonah Omer Shnei Chavayrim Shoskim B'Dvar Halacha Zeh Omer B'Av Shel Halacha Zeh Omer Eino B'Av Shel Halacha. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm happy that everyone's discussing it. V'Diklu Alei Ahava. Then look at the other two sources here. Context of the Midrash. Omer Avach and Amma Aretz Shekore La'ava Iva Kagon Da'ahavta V'Oyavta Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Diklu Alei Ahava. Omer Rabbi Yisachar Tinok Shekori the Moshe la Aaron or Aaron la Ephron. Ephron. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Vili or Vidiglu Alai Ahava. It's interesting, right? That what's the Medrash about the people who are making mistakes? It's specifically in Amaretz, a Tinok. Right? That's what he's bringing from. Are we talking about people that are Amaratzim? Not necessarily. You know what I'm saying? It is interesting though, if you want to apply this to like a bar mitzvah boy a little bit, that you could be a little more lenient. We're going to get to the point, I'm going to tell you my a bottom line, but first we have to still see some very important sources, which we're going to see is the Ramah in a second. Because part of it comes that the Torah in the next source says what? Umat shenagu siman kuf memalaf. Nowadays, why does each person not reading their own aliyah? The Rosh says, why? Why is it important that I brought you this source? Meaning, Chazal understood that not everybody could be a Baal Kore. Therefore what? Therefore, what does he do? There was a takana. The takana was, don't go up there. If you're going to be making big mistakes, don't go up there. There's an institution called the Baal Korah. Why? Because we all know that people aren't bikin. Veinat tzibur yotzim bikriyato. And a guy, what? The guy thinks that he's a big chachmalag. He knows it. What's going to happen? There's going to be a big fight. Therefore, they made a takana that what? Make sure you have a shliach tzibur as a baki b'kriya. That's part of the takana. I think about it in a lot of different shuls. In America, it's very rampant that people pay for bali kriya. Ever seen that before? I get paid. I got paid when I was in high school. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about, especially with youth movements and bigadol. And I see it even in the shul that I've been dabbling at, and in the Sephardic culture. Sephardic culture, nobody prepares. Basically, they're supposed to know it because you're supposed to know Shnayim Mikra Vechatar, you're supposed to be a Baki. Everyone's supposed to be a Baki. And as opposed to Ashkenazic culture, where giving signs is what's called a Shas Adchak, it's brought down. In the Sephardic world, again, not going into the actual, but that's a lot of times they're giving signs left and right like it's Mutu Lecharchil. But we see here with what the Rosh said. The Rosh said very, very clearly that what? That there's supposed to be a Baki. Now, skipping that for now. It's a very important Ramah, which is the major psak here. The Ramah, do I not have it here? The Ramah says, as much as the, there's a stira in sources, I'm not going to do that right now, but the Ramah brings down and says, what type of mistake are you supposed to correct? The Ramah brings down, for some reason I didn't bring it here. Not sure why I didn't bring it here in the sources. What I had said, just for the record, is What I had said even more so, again, about the context of the Midrash was from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what type of proof are you bringing me from this Midrash? That Midrash is talking about a Tinok and Amoritz that are reading for themselves, and not Kriya B'Tzibur. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Bet, even more clearly, Avla Kore Lama Lo Yomar Kehogen. Look what he says. When a person makes a mistake, we shouldn't take him down because of Habanat Panim. We know that's not the halacha. The halacha is if you have a terrible Baal Tefillah and he's making mistakes, right? You gotta the halachot in the Shulchan Aruch that guy's a bad Baal Tefillah. You gotta take him down. So what type of mistakes la halacha do we say? We say a couple of mistakes. Number one, the Ramah brings down that if it's going to be Mishtaneh Ha'inyan, what's the case of Mishtaneh? The guy says, instead of Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, what does he say? Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. So that changes it from fat to milk. That you correct. But if it's not Mishtaneh Ha'inyan, this is what the Ramah writes down. I brought it for you in the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch here in Sif Dal, but this is the Ramah right here on this siman in Shulchan Aruch. But if it's not Mishtaneh Inyan, we don't correct. Same thing with what? Same thing, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down black and white. Another one, Et versus Et. You don't correct that. There's no difference. At the end of a Sof Pasuk, you're supposed to say Aretz. Let's say a guy says Eretz instead of Aretz. You don't correct it because it means land. Nothing's changed. Okay? So I will agree, and even the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings down the Gra in Siman Kuf Mem Bet. Like we had said, that the Bir Gra says, even in a Makom She'in in Yan Mishtaneh, Kagon Mitzrayim and Mitzrim, Bechadome, or Im Le'im, he says what? You gotta correct him. The Gra had said, even if it doesn't make a mistake, the Gra was more machmir, right? Even if it doesn't change, a word that doesn't change, you should correct him. Also, the Pri Chadash said the same idea. Even when it's Aharon and you said Haron, right? You forgot the Aleph, where it doesn't change. Everyone knows you're talking about Aharon. The Gra had said, go back. Okay? But La Halacha, we don't do that. We could be Mako like the Ramah, but says the Bir Halacha, black and white. We have a Halacha. We don't just live in the feel good times and when it is the question of Western values to say, look, you're embarrassing somebody, therefore we just say what? The heck with Kriyat HaTorah. We don't do that. But what do we have? We have a very clear halachic guide here. The clear halachic guide is you have a takana of a shliach tzibur to get a baal kori who knows what he's doing. That's number one. Get a baal kori who knows what he's doing. That's what the Ramah had quoted. Excuse me, that's what the Torah quoted. That's number one. Number two, obviously you don't go to the extreme, which a lot of kihilo do, and do what? And start embarrassing people. You shouldn't be doing that. It shouldn't be a game. So that the rabbi, in my opinion, was correct. It shouldn't be a game. And sometimes in our kihilo, it is a game. It's very sad. What should be is you have two gaba'in there. You make sure that the Baal Kore is doing what he's supposed to be doing. And if not, then you make sure that it's an achrayut of the Beit Knesset to hire a proper Baal Kore. Who knows what he's doing? So as a sikum, we've gone through the sources. As much as even the manik who says for embarrassment you shouldn't what? You shouldn't embarrass the guy. He's limited to the mistakes that what? Limited to mistakes that you're still yotzei me'ikar din. The most you could be maker within the halachic system, the Bir Halacha, is like the Ramah of Dafka, that which is Mishtaneh, that is not Mishtaneh Ayinyan. But if it's making a mistake, the Yerushalmi, the Gra goes, even if it doesn't change, the Gra is machmir. Forget about the Gra, who's most machmir. So I think what the right thing to do is obviously to be sensitive. But what do you do is you hire Balkore when you only have the two Gabayim that are Yori Shamayim, who understand the rabbi sits with the two Gabayim. These are the mistakes to correct. Within that, you still have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah that we don't just sneeze at and say, yeah, it's the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim mitzvahs are very important. The Gemara brings down that sometimes we are more machmir for the Rabbanans, even the Raisas, for this reason. Because people are mizalz, oh, it's only the Rabbanim. Dafka here is when you have to watch it. And again, obviously, we shouldn't be embarrassing people left and right. You should be able to properly, hopefully, prepare the Kriya and also not embarrass people. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. Not next week, is Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv Chesima Tov, everybody. And then the week after, once we talked about this, we'll finish off talking about Chazarat Hashatz. We'll talk about the Takan of Chazarat Hashatz, which again comes back to a lot of people say, Chazarat Hashatz, who needs it? What's the purpose of Chazarat Hashatz? That's what we're going to talk about. Somebody's going to say, I already know everything already. Perfect. So stay tuned after Rosh Hashanah, a week from Monday. We will talk about the Takana Chazar Hashatz, show the different reasons, show the severity of the halacha of the importance of Chazar Hashatz. We're done. Thank you. It's online.